100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Welcome to your Monday.
Good morning.
Ari, how was your weekend?
It was very short. I wish I had an extra day. I'm very tired, but it was good. Went out and about.
Nice one. I agree. An extra day would have been lovely this morning. I was like, oh, is it really that time? I think it's the real winter rainy whole feeling has got to really hit Newcastle in full over the weekend.
Absolutely. It absolutely pelted down. My parents didn't leave the house all weekend, so I'm very jealous. I just wanted to snuggle up in my little blanket with my popcorn for hours.
Did you do that?
No.
Why not?
I was out and about doing things. I was getting drenched with rain.
You were living life, probably for the better, is all I can say. I noticed one of my neighbours, like in my street, they had their first fire of the season.
You could smell it.
And I know them on social media.
Yeah.
So then I saw the obligatory, like, glass of red wine photo near the fire. I was like,
like a European, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't that cold. It wasn't quite cold enough, I don't think.
So you need to get it down to like -2 degrees before you have a fire?
Just a bit colder.
Okay.
Is all I'll say. But that's
move
just
to Canberra.
I guess it's my personal opinion. Overall, I had a good weekend as well. Had some friends visiting from Sydney yesterday.
Oh, and you're a popular man.
Just a few things around town. Well, that is just a given. over the weekend, of course, this sort of cold, rainy weather was about. And Emmy, my wife, and I were discussing on Saturday night, what are we going to do for dinner? You know, maybe we'll get out of the house, because you sort of get a bit of cabin fever.
Yeah, you're all cooped up escaping the wet weather.
Exactly. And we're talking about, what's a good, wet weather, cold food? Emmy said, let's grab a Luxa. Which is one of the great foods of all time.
Stop it. I love a Luxa.
Yeah, so we jumped onto the local sort of Facebook group, Let's Talk Food.
Oh, yes.
And this is a good little tip, right? We just put Luxa into the search bar for that rather than just going on Google or whatever. Because that's all local recommendations.
Yeah, everybody's tried it. They're not going to fib. Yeah.
Yeah, and you got photos of it as well. So you can, because somebody says, this is great. But then you look at the picture, you go, that's not what I want.
Yeah,
you know,
your
it can
eyes.
Be a bit different. Exactly. A lady called Jackie, not Jackie from our newsroom. apparently, there's more than one Jackie. I mean, I was shocked as well, Ari, but apparently there is.
Love it.
She said, shout out to Overtime on Beaumont Street. Never heard of it.
No, is that new?
I think it's been there a little while, but yeah, pretty new.
Yep.
It's like a cafe during the day, and then at dinner time, it switches to a Malaysian restaurant.
Perfect.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, went there, they had the excellent laksa.
Okay.
If you're feeling the cold weather in your bones this week, like I was.
Yep.
Highly recommend it. Not too spicy, but good flavour level. I had what is called the tea tarik, I think it's called.
Right.
Which is like a tea that you have with it. It's like a milky tea that you have with it.
Are you having a milky tea with soup? Like
with
laksa?
A laksa? Yeah, it balances out the spice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's actually perfect. It's sort of
burn your tongue.
Well, and more like the chili level, yeah. Mm. It's perfect for it. If you want a genuine, excellent Malaysian laksa, it's on Beaumont Street and they are awesome. That's Crevo's top tip for the morning for your cold, wet week ahead.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Crevo, how long can you hold your breath for?
At least 10 seconds.
That's
maybe,
a great effort.
Maybe 15 at a stretch.
Okay.
It is a great effort. And you know what? I'm not credited enough for some of my hidden skills and talents.
Fair enough. I think I could probably hold mine for probably 30 seconds. I'm going to say that. That's not too bad.
That's just showing off.
Okay. All right. Well, I think we're beaten out by these people over in Indonesia. So there's a mutated tribe overseas, which are the first known humans to genetically adapt to being underwater. So there's been...
Well, they're getting ready for global warming or something, is it?
Probably. They're trying to be the next Avatar people. All right. So there's... So typically, as you swim deeper into the ocean, it increases in lungs, and the blood vessels tend to fill up with the access to blood and all that type of stuff. So we can't actually technically hold our breath underwater for that long.
Yeah, you get a bit more time when you wet like you are in water than if you just hold your breath on land, because there's something called the mammalian diving reflex, which is when a mammal, which is us, goes into water. It slows like your blood pressure down a bit and stuff, so you can stay under a little bit longer. But it's still, for me, being 15 seconds, I might get to 20. For you, 30, you might get to 40 or something like that.
That's it. Depends how in distress you are. Well, the Bajau tribe of Indonesia are not your average divers, and their genetic makeup could actually be potentially the reason why some of its members are able to swim to the bottom of the ocean for up to 13 minutes at a time and reaching the bottom.
That is unbelievable. So, 13 minutes.
Well, that's it. So they
say
they
need scuba tanks.
Exactly. This tribe actually lives on like houseboats and things like that.
Right.
So they're diving for up to 8 hours a day. And they say that they can dive up to 230 feet just as with a set of weights and a pair of like wooden goggles, which I don't know how that would work. But for context, most divers can only dive around 130 feet.
That's crazy.
With professional gear. Yeah. So because they literally live on top of the water and their source of everything, their food.
Income, food,
that is a way of their life. They're spending like up to 60% of their life underwater. So hence why their organs have started to adapt over time, making them the first genetically mutated tribe to be able to do so.
That is an extraordinary piece of information.
We're becoming fish.
And you know what? The Bajau tribe might do well in Newcastle this week because it is just not stopping the rain. It's outrageous.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. Their local ads. And on the air now.
So I spent yesterday afternoon at a very unusual type of event for me. This is not my usual stomping grounds.
Right.
I was at a baby shower.
Okay.
Not mine. Oh, God, no, not mine. But I just think that I don't know how to behave at baby showers. It was one of my friends.
Okay. And wouldn't you just turn up, don't you turn up with a gift and then, you know, play some weird games and then eat something and have a glass of wine?
Yeah, well, I drank a bottle of wine.
Well, you're doing baby showers right, so far as I can tell.
Well, okay. I mean, I was a bit buzzed. I was pretty happy. You know,
sure.
You have to, like, mingle with people that you don't know from different sides of different families.
Right.
And luckily, I had a couple of my friends there, so
that's
it was
good.
Okay. I kind of just hung out with them and just joked around a little bit. But the games weren't as outrageous as what I thought they were going to be.
Right, because sometimes they can be a bit full on, right? Well, that's what I've heard.
Yeah, I've been to a baby shower once where they had to get, like, diapers, and then you put, like, really weird, like, sauces and miscellaneous foods on them, and you smell them and you guess what they are. None of that, though.
We played
a game where we had to guess the belly's measurements. And then one where we had, like, little tiny plastic babies frozen in ice cubes. And then the first one to melt won, like, chocolates or something. So I'm like, okay.
It was not as exciting as you would have hoped.
Oh, my God. I was nearly asleep. Luckily, we had the nights on in the other room. So I was able to kind of duck in and kind of catch some of the game. David Armstrong playing last night. Well, yesterday afternoon.
There we go.
How good. We won. But, yeah, that was probably the only one.
That was
my afternoon. It was the nights.
The nights game on.
Oh.
Baby shower's not for you. If you're thinking, should I invite Ari to my baby shower?
I'm too young for that.
It's a no. Invite her to watch the nights instead. It's going to be more of a success.
For live and local news, there's only one. From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
Good morning, Jackie. Welcome to the studio.
Morning.
How was your weekend? All right?
Oh, it was okay, but I was working all weekend, so
chasing the money.
Yeah, continuation. I'm on my, it's like a Wednesday perpetually.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But you're in your, I guess, earning money era, so that's fine.
Exactly.
And that's why you're wearing all the bling and stuff. I get it. It's reasonable. Now, switching to the local news here, students in Newcastle are absolutely cheering this morning. What's happening?
Yeah, so the government, I suppose, has probably made a lot of University of Newcastle students really happy because they're set to cut student debt for more than 3 million Australians for what? Close to $3 billion.
Hang on a minute.
So this is the hex, yeah? And it's to do with indexation.
Yeah, so they indexation rate rose 7.1% last year.
Oh.
And what they're doing is they're correcting that. So there's a lot of people getting very confused I've seen online. They're thinking that Hexdebt is totally card and students don't have to pay anything. But it's only the rates from last year that are now being cut if the legislation passes.
Okay, well, fingers crossed it does. I think I heard, I don't know if it was, you know, through a news bulletin or from one of my friends or something who actually goes to uni, their Hexdebt has risen from like 38 grand to like 52 or something like that. So it's a massive, massive amount of inflation. Mm-hmm. So hopefully, yeah, it gets cut.
So essentially, I think over the last couple, like last 2 years especially, because inflation's been so high,
mm-hmm.
Hexdebt's supposed to be linked to that. But that it's been increasing people's debt by lots, you know, numbers, you know, along those lines, yeah. Which is far too much.
Absolutely.
It's sure it's got to go up a little bit, but that's outrageous.
Yeah, hugely. I think it was last year's increase was actually the biggest one they'd seen since I think it was 1990.
Yeah. Oh my God.
It's too much. Anyway, I'm glad they've sorted that out. Hopefully that does get through that legislation.
Mm, keep it down. Okay. The next story we have, scammers be scamming. Once again, but for Mother's Day, Jackie.
Yeah, so we always see these warnings from our banks around special occasions like Mother's Day because the scammers are on the prowl, the cyber criminals. So there's $93 million was lost to cyber criminals in 2023. So that was last year. Mm. And there's been a 74% increase in scams through social media. So
far out.
Yeah, ANZ are really warning people to watch out for scams. Don't just click on links. If it's too good to be true, it probably is.
Mm.
And the other thing is watch out for them when you first wake up in the morning, because that's when it's true, they target you overnight, so it's the first thing when you're still sort of half asleep.
At your most vulnerable, maybe?
Yeah, you're not, you know, all of your instincts from your first coffee haven't kicked in yet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's when they get you. So be extra careful and warn your mums. That's the top tip.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Have you heard of Mr. Beast, Ari?
It sounds familiar, but I don't know what that means.
He's this sort of smiley kind of character on YouTube and Facebook.
Oh, is he like an influencer, YouTuber, content creator person?
Yeah, he makes videos as his job.
Right.
He's made it into a real career. In fact, he brings in about $700 million a year in revenue from these videos.
What is he doing on camera?
So his main shtick, his main thing is he gets like his earnings, so a lot of that money, and he gives it away to people via challenges.
Oh.
But they're pretty wholesome overall. They're not like anything untoward.
Okay.
It's mostly things along the lines of, I've got five people in a supermarket. They have to stay there as long as they can.
Mm-hmm.
The person that stays there the longest gets $1 million. Like in cash given to them.
And it's probably like sponsored by like the supermarket that they stay
in,
for example.
Yeah, or he's got so much money, he just does it himself.
Far out.
So he's, anyway, he's a quirky character of the internet. I think he's the first YouTube billionaire to ever, you know, live.
Well, that's impressive.
Made it over, anyway, he's very wealthy, but he lives in a studio apartment to be living near work so he can keep it all running.
So, because for those who may not know what a studio apartment is, they are tiny.
Well, it has no bedroom.
Your bathroom, your kitchen, all in one room.
You might have a separate bathroom, but the rest of it, kitchen, laundry, where you work, everything is one room.
Horrific.
He's a billionaire. At least get a one better, you know?
Get a mansion.
Well, you could. Anyway, he says that the reason it is so that he's always close to work and he can, you know, keep things organized. He doesn't have to think a lot about, you know, tidying up and stuff like that. It's just all in one spot.
It sounds to me like he doesn't like to drive, doesn't like to spend money on fuel, and that he's just, you know, a very not clean freak.
Well, that's the thing. It does seem to be a bit of a theme, though. Apparently, Elon Musk, another billionaire, also running his empire by living in a studio as well.
I don't believe that. Surely not.
Well,
he doesn't have an island, or is that Bezos or something?
That's Bezos, yeah.
Oh, my God. See, Bezos are doing it right.
Yeah, owning an island. Yeah. Once you become a billionaire, you should own an island. You should be surrounded by water.
I heard there's a couple of sale.
Words to live by, according to Ari. But I don't know, these couple of tech billionaires, there's something funny going on in there if you want to live in a studio apartment.
They're trying to create their own little trend.
I mean, I know real estate prices are high, but come on, guys, you've got the money.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
And a big welcome if you're just joining us. Happy Monday.
Woo.
And a big congratulations, or should I just let the famous Josh say it?
Go to the night.
Because 14-8, smashing the Warriors.
Absolutely.
Traditionally a strong team too, the Warriors.
Yeah, they are, but...
Not against our Knights. Not on home soil.
Yeah, that's it.
Or should I say... Home water.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it was pelting down rain for the poor guys yesterday at 2 o'clock.
Bring your budgie smugglers.
And your raincoats and everything else.
Yep.
Might as well bring your bathtub as well and fill it up. It was ridiculous. But, yeah, I mean, in the 10th minute, coming out of the gates, the Knights drew the first blood. Tyson Gamble, actually, on the spot for the Knights first in the tries. So
nice.
Good for him. But, yeah, I mean... It was looking pretty good in the first, I guess, 20 minutes. And then the 40th minute, we conceded quite a few points.
Doesn't matter. Because
second half came out firing.
Yeah, that's all that matters is the final result.
That's it.
Come on, the Knights.
And, yeah, so next week we'll be heading to Tamworth to play the Tigers.
Tigers, that's right. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we'll get another win and another one.
We'll be right. Tigers, they suck.
Yeah, it will be fine. We certainly will.
So if you've ever thought that stepping into the world of your favourite movie or, like, your musical hero was impossible, fear not, because your desires have now been heard. Accommodation.
This just feels very dramatic and theatrical.
It is. This is all about theatre. Okay.
And you're about theatre. You're a theatre person.
So I definitely am.
Let's hear what's going on.
So accommodation company Airbnb has launched...
I've heard of them.
Yeah, we all have heard of them. Some good, some bad things. Well, now they've launched a line of icon houses that have been modelled off of films.
Oh, this is kind of cool. So
yes.
This is, you know, if you've got a favourite movie... and sometimes you have a movie where it's a favourite to the point of, you know, you fantasise about it a little bit.
Yeah, you wish you could step into that realm.
That's right. Like, what if I, you know, was the Little Mermaid, for example, and could sing underwater?
Exactly.
What a great time that would be.
Yeah, you want to be that literal character and live in that certain place.
That's just an example. I promise it's not me.
We all know that you like Little Mermaid
much. True.
So customers are being offered an opportunity to stay in famous homes and places, such as a recreation of the house from Pixar's 2009 movie Up. So if you want to, you know that little cottage house that's up
sort
on those
of.
Balloons?
Yeah, I haven't actually watched it, but I know what it is.
Yeah, so like it's the home, you know, the main character wants to... live away from people. He wants to be
living
in the sky with his some 800 balloons lifting the house up and whatever. Well, there's a place that you can stay that's modelled exactly like it. Still has the balloons on top of it.
Interesting.
No, you're not going to be flying through the air when you're living in this place. But it's the same goes. Like, the setting is the same.
Yeah.
So, like, everything that you find in the movie, like the stairs, like the beautiful furniture, things like that,
it's
the
all
exact
identical.
Same.
Wow. There'd be a huge market for this. What else have we got?
So there's 10 other locations. So this like there's 11 all up in the series.
What are some of the top ones?
This one's the best. You probably would have seen this on television. It made the news. It includes the mansion from Marvel's X-Men films in New York. So, you know, where like, all the gifted mutants are and Professor Xavier made this school.
So it's like that.
Exactly. And it's kitted out with all the costumes. Yeah, it's great.
If I could pick one, I'd want some of the houses from, like, Lord of the Rings.
You know, is like, that the, like, the Hobbit ones?
Maybe some of the Hobbit houses.
Right.
I'd love to stay in one of those, you know?
Okay.
I've accidentally bumped my head on a quirky doorway, you know, that sort of stuff.
I want, like, a palace like Sleeping Beauty or Beauty and the Beast or something like that. That'd be a lot of fun.
With you being the beauty, of course.
Oh, thank you. But also, so that one's based in New York. A couple of others, just quickly, the headquarters from the movie called Inside Out.
haven't seen that.
Oh, God, treat yourself. And then also Prince's Purple Rain House in Minneapolis. So there you go.
That's kind of, so some music ones as well, like music video houses.
Yep.
That is cool. I mean, it is perfect. If you want to live your fantasies, they're really making them reality.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
And I've got some shocking news for Newcastle this morning.
What is it?
We wake up to the news that Cherry Ripe is changing its size and not in a good way.
What?
It's going from a 52-gram bar down to a 44-gram bar, but they're keeping the price solid at $2.50 RRP.
I'm surprised it hasn't gone up, to be honest, Grevo.
Well, it has, though, and this is the trick. This is how they get you, right? Because they've dropped the size by 15.48%.
That's actually huge.
It is a lot. Like, okay.
That's two extra bites.
Well, as an example, it is two extra bites. Uh-huh. But think about it this way. If you give me $1 million, first of all, I would say thank you.
Yeah, you would.
And then I might move to Panama. Okay. But if I didn't, and then I quickly gave back to you $850,000, you'd say, hey, Where's my other 150 grand?
Why are you shortchanging me for, bro?
Exactly. Yeah. You only gave that to me to hold while you went to the toilet or something, right?
Stop pocketing my money.
That is exactly what they've done, but in chocolate form.
Oh, that's got to make you angry.
Well, it's made me very upset because Cherry Ripe is my number one chocolate bar.
Really?
I don't eat a lot of them.
Okay.
I probably have about one a month. Mm. I don't buy, like, a chocolate bar like that very often.
You can't buy into it anymore, appears.
Well, when I do, I choose a Cherry Ripe. Mm-hmm. And don't try and fool me with your double coat or dark coat. I just want the original, and I just want it to be 52 grams. So when I go in next time and I see a 44 gram, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm upset about the whole situation.
I've got a bit of a hack for you here. So if
here
they're decreasing in size, but not the price, why don't you wait till they go on like the half price specials, like the yellow sticker stuff, and then you buy two for the price of one.
Yeah, but then I'm not like tracking the price of a Cherry Ripe, you know, on a little graph. I just want it when I want it. I don't want to have a Cherry Ripe market update on my phone every day and have to follow it and go, oh, a little bar graph has gone dead. I just give it to me at the same size. Don't be shortchanging me, Cadbury.
Mm.
You think I'm not watching? I am.
Very closely.
Newcastle is watching you. Don't even think about trying it with a Mars. We'll be very, very upset.
Outraged.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
So on the weekend, I was driving past, it's called Smith's Park in Hamilton. This is the one. Do you know where Freddy's Fishing World is at Broadmeadow there?
Yes, I do.
Behind there, there's that big park, right?
Yeah, I've played there a couple of times, yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay, you know the one, right?
Of course.
So I think it's because of the rain. There must have been some sort of, like, bug infestation or something because every single white cockatoo in Newcastle was there. There must have been some sort of, like, the water maybe had caused, like, bugs to come to the surface or something.
All the worms and the grubs.
There were thousands and thousands of white cockatoos and white ibis. There was hardly any, you couldn't see any grass for all of the white birds that were there.
That's strange. I mean, I've usually seen, like, a small group every now and then.
Sure.
But the whole, like,
the whole thing was covered. It was extraordinary.
All of Newcastle's population on one field.
Exactly. But what they must all tell each other somehow. You know, all that squawking and carrying on.
Calling out.
It was a natural phenomenon in front of my very eyes as I drove past over the weekend.
They're probably doing a few sports clubs a bit of a service, you know, by, like, clearing out the ground of all those bugs and whatnot that kill the grass. So,
absolutely.
I've
got nothing against. You know what? Tip of the hat to white cockatoos that were in the area on Saturday for helping out local sports club to clear the place of bugs.
Oh, brilliant. I've been wanting to do this for a while, Crevo. I've been wanting to test your knowledge on slang words, because obviously, you know, we've got kind of a young team in the building.
Sure.
Half of which probably are Gen Zers, I would say.
Yeah, and I'm also young at heart.
You're hip.
Yeah, I am. I have hip problems. No, I don't.
Oh,
I don't.
Funny. So, based off of your hip and Hatton energy, I wanted to test whether or not you actually understand some of the words that us young Gen Zers are using.
Ah, the sayings of the youth.
Of the youth, correct. So I've got a list that I've curated, a very small one, but hopefully if you can get two or three of these right, I will buy you a cherry wrap.
You know what? Such low hopes. You know, it's so little faith. Ye of little faith. I'll have you know, I do play the role of being, oh, I'm so old, but I reckon I am up and happening with these sayings. Let's find out, though. Let's get into it.
All right, I'll give you the first one. It's called camp.
Camp.
Using a sentence. Oh, that's very camp. Oh, what you're wearing, that's very camp.
Does it mean like cool?
No, kind of like a mediocre.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to say. So camp basically means like something that is ironically trendy. So one might consider like Crocs to be a camp aesthetic. So a fashion statement that seems odd but is trending all over the world.
Okay, all right. Chippy, our producer, he loves Crocs. So.
He does. He's a camp fella.
There you go. You can say that.
Now, this one has been in the news, I think, last year. So I've made this one easy for you.
Okay.
It's called, oh, that person has Riz.
Yeah, that's charisma, isn't it? All right, bang. We're on the move here.
All right.
One out of two.
Yes.
50%. I'm back in the, you know, pass mark here.
Oh, good luck with this next one. So when someone says to you, oh, yeah, bet.
As in B-E-T?
Yeah, bet.
Oh, I'd just be guessing at this point, but I'm going to have a guess.
You're going to get to the venue at 6 o'clock there, Crevos? Oh, yeah, bet.
Does it mean, like, you bet? Absolutely.
No, I'm still going to give you a thumbs down.
Oh.
No. That just means like, okay, or for sure.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, that person looks nice today. Oh, bet. You know?
All right. So one out of three at this point.
Correct. You've got two more. Here we go. Okay. Snatched.
Does that just mean they look really good?
You know what? Yeah, I'm going to give that to you.
Oh, really?
So RuPaul's Drag Race actually was the vessel to bring this little terminology in, but it's been picked up by the youth. It means you look fierce or you wear that perfectly.
Yeah,
looking
good.
So you look snatched to the guards.
Okay. All right. Two out of four. Back to a pass mark.
All right, here we go. Is this make or break?
It is.
Okay, here we go. I can't do maths.
If I get this, I'm in the clear.
Here we go. Slaps.
Oh, that just means it's excellent. It's really good. This
Ladies
slaps.
And gentlemen, Crevo knows Gen Z. Yes! Like it.
Get around it.
I think I've been too easy on you this morning.
I might be 49, but I don't feel a day over 38. So that's a win for everyone.
UFM. De Novos.
Just doesn't stop.
A full week of rain ahead, it says, which is, yeah, it is what it is.
Cut it out.
That is what is up. Switching gears a little bit, talking about our very own Anzac Walk. Now, this is the most iconic place to take your guests if you come, who are visiting Newcastle.
Probably one of the most photographed spots, like on social media, if you're tagging Newcastle Council in something.
It certainly is. Yeah. And it's rightfully so. When you go up there, it is really one of our special places in Newcastle.
Beautiful.
On one side, you have the city, you know, stretching out to your...
Yonder,
exactly. On the other side, you have the ocean out to infinity. Sometimes right below you, there are dolphins frolicking in Newcastle's waters. And it really does make it, you know, a great place. Or whale season, there are the whales because you're high enough up to see them.
Yeah, great vantage point.
Certainly is. However, the access to this walk could be closed.
What do you mean? Forever?
Well, until mid-May. For a couple of hours a day.
Oh, is that all?
Well, apparently this is what. They said they need to shut it for 2 or 3 hours every day because, you know, when you go on some steps, right, they've got that, like, yellow sticky tape on the corner of the step that tells you it's like, well, watch out, there's a step there.
Yeah. Is it also, like, grippy as well so you don't slip?
It's mildly grippy.
Okay, sure.
They're apparently installing that special sticky tape, so they need to shut it for 3 hours a day until the middle of May.
What?
That's what I said. In that voice as well.
What? But that doesn't make any sense. Like, if you're closing it for only, like, 2 or 3 hours, what about the, like, the I guess, the process that's left there. You know, when, like, they might leave some of their gear there. So it's this a trip hazard.
This would never stand in Japan.
What do you mean?
Because you always see those videos of, like, a bridge fell over in an earthquake or something in Japan, and they rebuild it overnight on a Sunday.
How the heck are they doing that?
Because they just bring in heaps of people and just get it done.
Get the resources.
I don't know. They're just better at doing stuff like here. We have to put some yellow sticky tape on a bunch of steps, and it takes us for a month, and every day has to be shut for 2 hours. It is just absurd. They just, why is it so difficult to put a bit of yellow sticky tape on a step?
It should only take you the 2 hours to do all the work.
Get more people on it. Sort it out, New Italy, would you? This is taking too long.
105.3. UFM. The Novos. Lowest.
That's right. Let's get another local winner to come in and play Lowest to Lux this morning. Give you three items. We want you to tell us which one is the cheapest all the way through to the most expensive. Super easy. We just need one Novocastrian to play.
Let's do it. Let's meet Tina in Head and Greeter. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today? You ready to take on Lowest to Lux?
I sure am.
Yeah, nice. You sound ready. You're well rested from your weekend. What did you do?
Just a quiet one.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, yeah. Let's make it a bit more fun. Win you a prize here. Mm-hmm. So, three things, cheapest to most expensive. Ari, Quizmaster, take it away.
All right, here we go. The first item this morning, Tina, is a Bluetooth disco ball and karaoke machine all in one from Shindigs at Broadmeadow. So that's your first. Your second item on the list is a Samsung Trio wireless charger in the colour black from JB Hi-Fi. And then your third is the 400-gram pack of sizzle beef schnitzels from Woolworths at Glendale.
Oh, okay. So you've got the disco ball.
And karaoke machine all in one.
Sorry, all together, yeah. A wireless charger.
Yep.
And a schnitzel pack. How many gram again?
400 grams.
400 grams beef. Of schnitzels, beef schnitzels. Mm. All right, take it away, starting with the cheapest. What do you reckon it is?
I'm thinking it might be the schnitzels.
Okay, schnitzels, yep. As a first.
And then the charger and then the disco ball.
And the disco ball third.
Frame. Okay.
Lock it in. It has been locked in. All right. Time to reveal some prices.
Let's do it. So the 400-gram pack of the beef schnitzels, it's going to cost you $12.
That's a good deal. Price of living's up. Food, not too expensive.
And then the Samsung Trio wireless charger in black, that's going to set you back
$159.
Okay.
Take away the prize here, all of the goodies, you need the disco ball to be more than that.
Here we go.
Fingers crossed.
Let's go.
That'll bring the intensity up, won't it?
Bluetooth, disco ball, mind you, and a karaoke machine from Shindigs. It's going to set you back $30. Oh, no,
no!
Tina!
No! That's a no win. Oh, so sorry.
Samsung, not cheap.
Yeah, that's it. And disco ball's cheaper than you think. Better luck next time. Lowest to Lux back tomorrow. If you thought, I could have done that, well, tomorrow it could be you.
UFM. The Novos.
A bit of a feel-good story. It's about a local artist in and around our great region here. So, obviously, you and I, Cribbo, we frequent a lot of the community Facebook pages,
sure.
You know, just to keep in tune with what's going on around us. So I'm probably in a couple of Lake Macquarie specific community pages.
Well, that is your council that you live in Cameron Park,
isn't
it?
Well, that's right. And I like to know what's happening, any good food recommendations,
stuff
all that
that's
jazz.
Going on. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah. And occasionally there will be a bit of a, I guess, a positive post come up every now and then.
Story, sure.
Absolutely. Now, I found this guy. He's an artist called Art by Gonzo. That's what he's terming himself as.
Okay.
He's a local spray painter artist. Okay. So just to give people a bit of an idea of what he does specifically,
yeah.
He just paints using like spray paint and things like that. I guess different types of murals on shop windows, you know, vans and cafes and things like that.
Right. Now, is he your typical sort of like graffiti style or?
No, not at all. So he's really specific. He seems like he's got like a retro vibe about him. You know, like, for example, when you used to see at fish and chip shops, like a special fish that's been, I guess, painted on there with like a scallop and some chips and whatever.
Oh,
takeaway shops.
So
yeah.
Sort of like back in the day,
yeah.
What you used to see on chippy windows, fish, yep. Like fish and chip shop windows, mm-hmm. There'd be a little spray painted plate with chips and fish and a wedge,
yeah,
of lemon or something like,
yeah,
that.
And scallops and whatever. Yeah, with the name of the shop next to it. Yeah.
Right.
So it's got a really vintage look to it. So I was like, oh, you know what? I miss these. We don't have things like this,
no,
on our shops anymore. Everyone's gone too modern and they want to, you know, shake up everything. So I went into a bit of a deep dive and I wanted to see what other stuff he's done. So I actually got into contact with Art by Gonzo and he said that he's moved here about 15 years ago to the Newcastle Lake Macquarie area. And since he's come up here, he's been painting everything from cars to food trucks, pubs, cafes and restaurants. So
awesome.
It is a good chance that you've seen some of his work. So just to give you an idea, a list includes he's painted murals on the Junction Takeaway Shop here in Newey, so
yeah,
like in the centre of town. He's also done work on the Fresh Start Takeaway and the Hippie Java in Bullaroo, so two places there,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
right,
local
near Costco
spots
there.
Yeah.
He's also done the Casanova restaurant in Toronto and then a little bit further north in Port Stephens, the Garden Motel, Swan Cafe, etc.
So he's done heaps. And
yeah,
he's got, it seems like, I'm just looking at the photos, a really iconic style.
Mm.
Very, as you said, sort of retro in,
yeah,
the way that it looks.
Very,
I'm all
colourful
about this. Yeah, it's colourful, it's bright. A lot of cafes these days, they just want to be like a tiny little black and white brand in the corner.
Because
like
they think it's modern.
They're too cool for school.
Mm.
But there's nothing wrong with a big old spray-painted picture of a delicious-looking burger.
Absolutely.
Bring
marketing
that back. Come on, Art by, is it Art by Gonzo?
Art by Gonzo.
There you go. An icon of Newcastle. I love it.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
Obviously, this big wet that's happening in Newcastle is the biggest topic everyone's talking about,
oh,
at the
absolutely
moment.
Absolutely.
So much so, and I must be just searching for a lot on my phone because I'm now getting these, like, push notifications about,
okay,
what, like, how much rain is coming in for how many hours in what area.
Oh, my God.
I didn't even sign up for this. Right, and now I get these little notifications. Obviously, it can see I'm in Sandgate. It says,
yeah,
like, extra rain expected in the next 2 hours.
Right.
I don't even know where this has come from. You know what it is? Your phone is listening at all times.
It is listening. That's why we get ads on social media all the time as well. But is this through, like, a weather app you're getting these notifications?
I don't have a weather app, so I don't know how it's happened.
What is going on?
The phone is just like, you obviously love talking about it. Here, have some of these.
Smartphones are too smart for our own good.
That is true. So I was talking to a friend a couple of days ago,
mm-hmm,
and he had me, like, on the earpiece. So he was doing other things while talking to me, like headphones, wireless headphones, right?
Like, yeah, like the AirPods.
Something like that.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, anyway, I was chatting to him, and he was making himself some dinner.
Mm-hmm.
He'd made up like a lovely spaghetti bolognese.
That
it was getting close to the end, but we were just having a chat,
yeah,
and a laugh, and he was finishing up his, you know, dinner and stuff. And then all of a sudden I just hear, oh no.
What's happened?
So I've distracted him by chatting to him.
Yeah.
And instead of tipping his spaghetti that he just cooked up into the strainer,
it went on the floor.
No, he just tipped the whole lot absentmindedly into the sink.
So, like, well, where his dishes are and everything.
Yeah, because,
like,
in his mind he was getting rid of the water or something, or he put the strainer there already. But in an absent-minded moment, he had not placed the strainer into the sink. And it was like next, he's just, and then he started blaming me like it was my fault.
You're probably telling a very intriguing story at the time.
I don't know what I was talking about. I can't even remember. But he started blaming me. What have you done? I'm like, I'm not even in the same room. This is your fault. You have done this. But obviously sometimes cooking goes wrong. You have a disaster in the kitchen and it's an absolute nightmare.
Oh, well, at least with the pasta, you can salvage it. You can pick it up out of the sink, put it in a bowl, you're none the wiser.
Well, no, because if you've got all your, I don't know, if your sink's not that clean, then it's a no. You've got to cook fresh at least. Yeah. I can wind up though with my mum, who I'll never forget this, was making food for a dinner party, about 8 people coming over. And she had made, it was once again a pasta meal, but she'd been slaving away with a ragu.
Yeah.
For about, I don't know, you know, you boil it away for hours and hours, trying to make it nice and tender and all that. And it was a big pot of ragu. And she picked it up off the stove. And the oven mitt slipped, and all of the ragu just went over the all over the floor. And of course, the dogs went straight in and started eating it all. Just an absolute nightmare.
I can maybe nearly one up you there.
I'm ready.
So a couple of years ago, I was trying to reheat like one of these big juicy like pies. So it was like just, you know, a ginormous potato pie. I was like, oh, I'll just throw it in the microwave. Yeah, well, I put it in for too long, forgot that it was there. I came back, it exploded all over the microwave, damaged the inside of it, so the microwave didn't work again. So that's $300 down the toilet.
Oh, that's an expensive dinner,
exploding
if you will.
Exploding food, not good.
This is what we're after, your kitchen disasters, cooking nightmares.
Yes.
4967-4105. Let's start in Thornton. Julie, what's your story?
Oh, we were at a massive family reunion at my nan's house.
Yeah.
And in all her pearls of wisdom, she had the biggest turkey I've ever seen on the face of the planet.
Oh, okay.
She pulled the thing out of it that tells you when it's cooked.
Yep.
So she puts it in the oven and cooks it away and it's time to serve up. Well, she starts carving into it, and after about an inch or so, it was all raw.
Ew.
Oh, that's gross. Was it like frozen or something?
No. It was thawed. She just had the oven way too low and it was just too big. But what she did, she stuffed this bird inside a microwave and proceeded to cook it, but it couldn't turn. It was so big.
Oh, my God.
So
we put the kids in the car and went to Macca's.
Yeah, that's a big fail, isn't it? Oh, my God.
It was hideous.
What a nightmare.
Nothing worse than an uncooked chook. All right, let's move.
Or turkey, even.
Same thing. Yep. Let's move over to Madawi now with Gabby. Hey, Gabby, what's your story?
Hey, guys. My mum often tells me about the time that she burnt the kitchen. She was making sausages, and with all the oil in the pan, it actually caught a light and left a big black mark on the ceiling.
Oh my God, that is a nightmare.
Yes, did you fix the ceiling?
Sorry, what was that?
Did you fix the ceiling?
It was actually at a rental. Like, we were away on holidays in Czech Republic, so...
Oh, even worse. Oh. What, you're not getting that rental bond back, are you? Not
absolutely
a chance.
Not, no.
All right, let's wrap things up in North Rothbury. Carolyn, what's your story?
Good morning. I'm not renowned for my cooking skills, that's
uh-oh.
For sure. My son's 5th birthday, and my husband was supposed to bring home a cake. There'd been a bit of a situation at work, so he couldn't get home, and I thought, well, I'm going to have to try and make this kid a cake. I got a loaf pan out and then realised that our oven wasn't working. I'd completely forgotten.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, that's okay. I can just cook it in the barbecue. So I put the cake, I mixed up the cake and tried to cook it.
Bit charcoal, was it?
Very, very charcoal on the bottom. I did put it in a loaf pan, though.
Oh, that's a good start. You didn't just put it straight on the tray.
No. So then I pulled it out and it was all charcoaled on the bottom when I got it out. And I'm like, oh, my God. I thought, that's right, I can salvage this. So I cut the bottom charcoal bit off and put it onto a plate and then tried to put the icing onto it. Yeah. I curdled the packet icing mix.
Ew.
Oh, my God. You know what? I think at that point, you just got to go to Euro Patisserie and pick up something nice, because if you're curdling the packet icing mix, I think that's the universe saying, Carolyn, don't do any more cooking.
Don't do it ever again. No.
Definitely not.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
All right, going viral over the weekend is this tradies bin hack.
Oh, I've seen this video.
Yeah, so if you haven't seen it, this is what it is. Once your, like, two bins are taken for the week, so say your green and your red bin,
yep,
for example, once they've been emptied, you want to take them back to your house, right?
Yeah, back to where its usual spot is.
Yeah, it's little bin home.
Yeah.
Return it back to home. So what you do is you, I guess, put them as if they're in line at a traffic light. So,
okay, so one in front of the other.
Yeah, say for example, green bin facing forward.
Huh.
So, and then the red bin in the same direction right behind it.
Mm-hmm.
You then open the red bin lid towards you and put the green bin lid inside the where the red bin lid closes and close it back onto it.
Oh.
The red bin then carries the green bin through, like, I guess the forces of gravity, and you just wheel one bin behind you and it's piggybacking the green bin behind it.
Oh, gravity. Science.
That's it. This is actually astonishing. And you know what? This guy, it's been seen 16.4 million times. A lot of people are into this bin hack.
I reckon I'll see a couple of people around Cameron Park doing this trick.
It's a little bit hard to get your head around. Just do a quick search on TikTok.
Yes, tradie bin.
Tradie bin hack, and you'll see it there.
Oh, love
but this
it.
Is an absolute game changer for taking your empty bins back.
I love this. I'm going to try this over the weekend.
There you go.
Just I'll report
as a,
back.
As a fun activity.
Why not? Saves you time and effort. Scam. Scammers be scamming on scamming on scamming. I mean, I know we're kind of beating a dead horse here.
No.
But, it's happening all the time. And new ways, I guess, coming about, especially with Mother's Day coming up.
That's right. And also there's Mother's Day. And also there was the big situation with all the clubs in New South Wales, all that information being taken from local clubs around Newcastle as well. So
about a million customers affected or something like that.
A million people affected. That is huge. You know, because with those, when that data gets gone like that, you don't see it straight away. But in like 2 months or something, they'll, you know, somehow use your data to try and scam you or trick you.
Absolutely. And it's an issue that we're facing every single day. Like a good friend of mine, she was telling me over the weekend that she found herself in hot water with this recently. She told me that she was scammed twice within a single week. Now, I found this a little bit too hard to believe, but she got done with that linked scam text and also through a random account on Facebook Marketplace. You know, she's trying to sell something. They're like, oh, you know, give us your details, blah, blah, blah. Found out there was money missing from her account, all that type of jazz. So we've all got a story of a friend who's got an issue, things like that.
Well, I've actually been scammed before. So
really?
Probably about 6 months ago.
Yeah.
I get like an alert when money's spent on our credit card.
Sure.
So that, you know, just in for this exact situation. And suddenly in the morning one time, I woke up to three alerts of amounts under $5. So we're like $4.11, like $2.62, like these tiny amounts. And I was like, what happened there? Did my wife do some nighttime online shopping or something?
Yeah, that cost us something so cheap.
Small amounts, yeah. I didn't really know. Anyway, I looked it up. It turns out it was purchased through PlayStation, through the store, like the PlayStation store.
Oh, yeah.
And it was these accounts in America that were making these small purchases, hoping that I wouldn't notice. Because the small amounts, at the end of the month, you might not know, a few dollars here and there.
Of course.
And then apparently, if you don't notice, they'll hit you with a bigger one. Anyway, I called up the bank, was able to sort it out. But you got to be just so alert because the scams are everywhere, right?
Absolutely. This is so scary. But it got us thinking, you know, we want to hear from you guys across Newcastle. Have you been scammed or what have they been trying on you recently get you?
That's it. Because sometimes you're like, they haven't fooled me this time. But maybe you can help everyone else, you know, avoid these scams.
Absolutely. Now let's go to Booragul this morning to hear Mary Lynn's story. Good morning, Mary Lynn.
I was looking at accommodation over in New York. We were going over for a family holiday. And I found this really cool apartment right in the middle of New York and thought, yeah, that's perfect. Sent them an email, said, yeah, they got the dates, yep. Just send the money through. And just before I did, I thought, I had a daughter over there at the time, and I thought, I'll just get her to check it out, make sure it's all legit. gave her the address. She went round there and rang me up and said, Mum, I'm standing outside this address and it's a vacant block of land.
Oh my gosh. You've got to be so careful, don't you?
I know.
They are just ready to take your money at all times. I mean, even a Google Maps might not have helped you because it might have just been knocked down.
Well, that's right. Yeah, they're not updated as frequently as what you think.
That's right. To Singleton next. Belinda, what's your story?
Well, a couple of weeks ago, my mum tried to buy a laptop online from a very reputable retailer. But what she didn't realise is when she clicked on it to go to the purchase screen, it changed the web address by one letter, and she put her credit card details in, but it was an account linked to her veteran's pension and all of her savings. And on that same day, they cleared out everything in her account. And she went to the bank on that day and they said that they probably would not be able to give it back to her because she didn't check the web address closely enough.
Oh, that's so not fair.
That's
absolutely
devastating, isn't it?
By like one little number or letter, that's insane.
And often they do, they prey on people like that yeah. you know, the elderly or whatever, who they just want to buy a new laptop. And that happens. Awful. Got to be so careful out there. One more in Cessnock. Connie, what's your story?
Yes, last week I received a text message on Messenger saying, send me your mobile number, and it was from a client of mine.
Yeah.
When I sent the mobile number through, they then sent back and said, oh, I'm having trouble with my phone. They've sent you a code. Can you send me the code? I sent them the code. Next minute, you know, I've had Facebook hacked, Messenger hacked, Instagram hacked. They then sent me a message saying, if you pay $50, you can have your accounts back. And I said, no, sorry, I've cancelled everything, and I hope the karma train runs over you.
Oh my God. They'll try anything.
They certainly will. It's just so, like, shocking how deceitful they can be and how they just don't care.
No.
They've got no care in the world. All they want is your money. Be careful out there and watch out for these main scams because they are everywhere.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Very strange scenes in my household over the weekend.
What
Something
happened?
Never before has happened in the walls of my home. So on Saturday, we all know, was May the 4th, which is deemed Star Wars Day.
Of
we
course.
Talked about it on the show last
week.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
The thing is, though, I let my parents know that it's, Star Wars Day on Saturday, blah, blah, blah. I come home on Saturday afternoon. Here's Mum sitting in front of the TV watching one of the Star Wars films. She's never seen nor ever been interested. Doesn't even know what Star Wars is about.
She's Did she start from the beginning or what?
She's like, I don't know where the beginning is. I've heard that the start is technically the fifth and then the fourth is technically the first and then the blah, 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 blah.
Well, that is all true. It's a bit confusing.
Yeah. So she was, I think she was watching the 1999 one. So the one with that Ewan McGregor and like the young kid who's meant to be Anakin.
Yeah.
Anyway, nerd talk. But then I come home from the baby shower yesterday. What's Mum doing? Watching the next one.
So she's enjoyed it, obviously.
She's not a sci-fi person. She doesn't even know what Star Wars means, but she was sitting there watching it. She didn't fall asleep once. I was very surprised.
Okay, so we might have a new Star Wars convert, it sounds like, in the form of Ari's mum.
Like I said, it's a miracle. Never before seen in my life.
Here's a story to brighten your day.
Okay.
This is extraordinary from the animal kingdom. Sometimes, Ari, they've got so much to teach us.
Do they?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we can learn a lot from nature.
All right.
So there's this Sumatran orangutan who's named Rakus, which means greedy. Actually.
Does it actually?
Yeah.
What language is that?
Indonesian.
Oh.
Greedy little guts he is, apparently. Ooh. He loves his bananas or whatever.
Oh, sounds a bit like me on a weekend, yep.
There we go. Anyway, he was spotted, because obviously there's, you know, the main populations of them, there's scientists having a look at them with binoculars and stuff now and then.
Sure.
And the main ones, like this is a, he's a big male, They know, oh, there's Ruckus again. He's on off on a journey getting some fruit or whatever.
He's on the hunt for the food.
That's it. Anyway, they saw him one day. He had a big cut on his face, like quite a big cut.
Oh, my God.
Probably about the size of a 50-cent coin, like a gash.
What was he doing, fighting with another orangutan?
That's it. Actually, they suspect it was from a fight with another male. You know, sort of, at the front of King Street, you know, when people get in a scrap. It's like that, but in the jungle in Borneo.
What are you doing? Stop stealing everyone's food.
Yeah, exactly. Stop being so greedy. Anyway, they saw him with this big cut. They went, oh, that's a nasty gash. And then they saw him grab this leaf off a tree. Mm. Now, this leaf is known locally as something that you would chew to stop inflammation.
Oh.
He's chewed it up and then took the, leaf back out of his mouth and the little paste that it's made and rubbed it into the wound.
No.
Like putting a bit of Savlon on.
What?
Yeah. So he knew that was a medicinal plant, and he went, oh, I've got a cut. Oh, big scrap of fight I was in. I'll put some of this ointment on that he made himself.
Hang on. So how has he learned how to do this? Is this from, people themselves, or?
Well, that's the question that all scientists are scratching their head about at this point, because they've never really seen any animals self-medicate like this. No, that's a medicinal plant, and go, I'll use that to fix myself. So the ideas around how this has happened is apparently orangutans can watch another orangutan or animal do something just one time, and they can learn from that.
Ooh.
So perhaps he's seen another one do it, or perhaps he's come up with it himself. People aren't really sure. The scientists aren't really sure how this has happened. But they do know that this is a massive breakthrough.
Do you think maybe there's a bit of a scent towards this leaf or plant that it's gotten it from, and he's just like, you know what, that smells like it's going to fix me right up, so I'm just going to chew that and hopefully slap it on me?
Possibly. But this is like the sort of thing which would be the origin of medicine.
Yeah, okay.
In why humans use medicine as well. This could be the reason we figure out how it was first, invented or used.
You know what? It's a bit of a sad day when you find out that a monkey, a big orange monkey, is smarter than you.
Well, it certainly is. Ruckus, you greedy little boy, you've figured it out. You've cracked the code.
New FM.
The Novos.
That's pretty much a wrap from us for your Feel Good Monday.
How good.
That certainly is. I've had a great show today.
Yeah.
Time to give away another prize to another local winner. Carolyn in North Rossbury, who tried to cook a cake on her barbecue.
It charcoaled on the bottom.
Well, of course it did. That's not what barbecues are for.
She butchered it.
Silly Carolyn in North Rossbury. That's
all
right.
Don't put cakes in a barbecue, people.
You have got yourself a $100 fuel guard. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. It's so easy to win here on UFM.
It is. And don't forget, you can win with us tomorrow morning as well. Another $100 fuel card up for grabs. We've also got movie tickets to
go see
the new film If, starring Ryan Reynolds. It's a good family-friendly movie. What more could you want?
Family passes too.
Thank you. That's us
done for today. Have a great day, everyone. Stay safe on the roads. I know there's still traffic sore spots. So if you're a boss, be lenient on your staff. They're going to be a bit late. It's just going to happen on wet weather like this. We just want everyone to get to work safely.
Absolutely.
Around Newcastle. Have a great day, everyone, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Catch ya.
That was The Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au, and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.